was quite an opening. How's everybody doing out there? Today is Wednesday. This is Tony B, and you are the Tony Beers. Hey, Tony Beers, how you doing today? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's going to be a great show today. Very exciting. Listen, here we are, approaching October. We got 90 more days to the end of the year. We got to really get on top of it. It's going to be very interesting the next 90 days. Anyway, welcome to the show. Glad you could make it today. Look forward to talking to you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come right back, we're going to hear the theme of the week. Okay, we're back. Listen, the theme of the week is straight to the point. It's simply move to higher ground. I'll say it again, move to higher ground. Why is that important? Well, as we were talking about moving on before, we were talking about how important it was to move on. And now that we've moved on, because we're survivors, correct, and we're overcomers, we're going to move to higher ground. Yes, I want you to pull yourselves up by your bootstraps and climb up to reach your next level. So we are moving to higher ground. That was Stevie Wonder's song, Higher Ground, that opened us up today. And come on, Tony Beers, I don't want you to get stuck. And newcomers, I want you to really think about what we're talking about, which is moving to higher ground. Very, very exciting. And we're just going to have our strategies. We're going to have our plans. We're going to seek the future for ourselves. And, you know, you can't be afraid during this time to move to higher ground. I mean, yes, we're still in COVID-19. And there's the talk of a possible second wave along with flu season. But in spite of all that, we have to be positive and we have to move to higher ground. So I just want to go over the criteria for being a Tony Beer for all you newcomers. First of all, you have to have a positive attitude. And you must be working on your personal goals. And while you're working on your personal goals, you are to have a spiritual foundation. And most importantly, be of service to others. I think that's very, very, very important. Hey, why don't we hear an exercise song now? We're going to actually do the Triple Threat, which is the remix. It's Pink Well Number 2, sung by Olga Szilagyi. The lyrics are by Tony B, and we have our rap artist, Zindy, contributing on this. Here he is, the Triple Threat, your exercise song. Come on, start moving. Move those arms. Move around. Here we go.
Off the coast of ivory, Mother's County's ocean blue, saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you but couldn't do. Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed by you. The brilliant color of you. Yeah. Fast forward, slide down to Cape Town in June. Nighttime was high and the moon was full bloom. Still the ocean floor you sweep like a broom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forcing you away to hide that view. Big love coming through. Yes, big love coming through. Off the coast of Jayburg too. Out in the distance view. I get a glimpse of you. I get a glimpse of you. Oh, big whale. I see you swimming blue. Cheer up, I'ma get to you. I'ma get next to you. Big whale, I see you swimming blue.
chicks like my long hair.
Word.
Lean back with the women like a long hair.
Word.
Everybody wanna rap, but they rhymes whack.
Fact.
You can't see, you not fly, you a blind bat. Life been going fast forward, but rewind that. Pause for a moment, press play when your mind's back.
Word.
Show to you some loose change, I'm a dime trap.
Damn.
Before you end up in the ground like a tomcat. Gotta let the world know who you are. You a star, plus you way past jewels in the cars. From afar, had to watch while you kept me at bay.
Word.
But that ain't stopped the kid from hoping every day. And I still do, girl, I always feel you. Even when we're old and the past is in our rear view, I'ma chase goals with your face in my mind. In this race against time, I could wait till you're mine, cause you fine. God, I was hurting, can you give me a sign? Now fuck that, I know stars will align. If I grind and I'm fighting through the dark till I shine. I was blind, cause I didn't know the future was designed by my own thoughts. Something like a road cop. Words are like bullets and I only aim for dope shots. Never say you couldn't or you can't, that's a roadblock. Have to get your foot until you dance or it won't stop.
Right. That's an exercise song. I know you, Tony Beers, were moving around. I want to give you the scripture of the week. So we're going to go right to Isaiah. Isaiah 54 and 2. Remember now, our theme of the week is move to higher ground. Yes, move to higher ground. And so our scripture, Isaiah 54 and 2 reads, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. And then 3 says, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So our scripture of the week is supporting our theme, which is move to higher ground. You have to climb up and reach your next level. So I think that's very, very important. And as we go through this next 90 days, we want to make sure that you get out and vote. And so Jay stopped by the studio and she simply has a message of voting. So let's hear Jay. And then afterwards, we'll hear a little bit of her song, Careful.
Hi, everyone. Jay here. I just wanted to check in and say hello. I hope everyone had a relaxing and restorative Labor Day weekend. I cannot believe it. It is September. But here we go. I'm excited. Fall is near. And you know what else is near is the 2020 presidential election. I think we all know the importance of voting. But I want to emphasize it again. Please, please, please vote. Please educate yourself, define what your true values are, and then vote accordingly. It takes all of us. It takes all of us. So thank you for listening, and let me know what's going on with your world. Feel free to write into the show, and hope to talk soon. Thanks, everyone.
At another time, but I wanted to welcome everyone to the middle of the show. We're just having a great time. I'm Tony B, and you are the Tony Beers. Okay, well, what I thought we'd do is we'd go right into Tony B's Sports Arena, sponsored by Bolt30.com. Vote30.com. Go there and support their efforts. Today, we're going to highlight one of the Jacksons. You know, we've been doing the James and the Jacksons. So we did Bo Jackson. We did James Worthy. We did James Harden. And now we're going to actually do, and we did one Reggie Jackson, but we're going to do another Reggie Jackson. There are two Reggie Jacksons. This Reggie Jackson is a NBA player. So Reginald Sean Jackson is an American professional basketball player for the Los Angeles Clippers of the National Basketball Association. He played three seasons for the Boston College Eagles before declaring a 2011 NBA draft, where he was drafted 24th overall pick by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Born April 16, 1990, age is 30 years old. He was born in Pordenone, Italy. Very interesting fact. Standing 6 feet 3 inches with a wingspan of over 7 feet. He's a current team member of the Los Angeles Clippers, number one point guard and shooting guard. And guess what? He went to Boston College for a bit. And his salary, because we always want to know that. Yes, he's making $14.9 million U.S. dollars a year. That's pretty good. So that's our highlight for this week. The professional basketball player, Reggie Jackson. Listen, I thought we'd hear some of Bob's music. So we'll take a quick break and hear some interesting music by Bob.
Is that enough?
Did you like that? Hey, Bob.
Howdy.
That was very nice. Bob is on. Bob, how long did it take you to put that little piece together?
That was a few hours, as I recall.
Yeah, it's not as easy as people think, right?
No. At least that's the way I see it. I mean, I like to pick up my guitar and strum, and I can make some music pretty quick that way, but this is a whole new method. Using computer sounds and
Tony Beers, I hope you liked Bob's new composition, and he's going to have many, many more throughout the show. While we're speaking about Bob highlighted the Tony B T-shirt last time, and so Bob, wouldn't you just tell him again what's on the Tony B T-shirt?
Well, first of all, I don't know whether I mentioned it's black. And the insignia for Tony B with a big microphone is in red and white and black, I think. Yes. And it really looks good. Very dynamic. And, of course, it has to say, we're cooking with the hot sauce.
Hot sauce, yes. Yeah. So cooking with the hot sauce is on there. So all you Tony Beers and newcomers, let's get those T-shirts. You simply write into us. It's going to be Tony B. You just make it out to Tony B. That's P.O. Box 517, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. $25 for sure. Just tell me your size. And we still have our challenge going on where we're asking everyone to take a picture, a photo, do a video of yourself in the Tony B T-shirt and send it in to us via email. And you can simply just send that into the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. That's T-H-E. And go forth and let us see what you have, and we'll post it, you know, at some point on our website. Listen, it's time for Toe to Toe with Joe, and we want you to hear Tony B's lyrics sung by Oga Salachi. Here is Toe to Toe with Joe.
Time has come for the change. Stop the madness, ourselves we save. Let's step up to the plate. Be brave.
box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Yeah. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together. Come on, let's all stay tight. Been blessed with one more chance from my side. So let's get this right.
Toe-to-toe with Joe. The lyrics are by Tony B, and that's sung by Olga Szilagyi. I thought we'd talk about stocks and bonds, but this time and this week we're pretty focused on stocks. So there's this book. It's a little pamphlet. It's had over a million copies in print. It's the Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Money and Investing. I'll say it again. The Wall Street Journal Guide to Understanding Money and Investments and Investing. And so in the area about stocks, it has a listing in there. And it's a short book, but it's very interesting. Stocks, stock buyers who are stock buyers, buying stocks. There's a section on selling your stocks short. Buying stocks on margin and getting stock information, reading the stock tables, shifting stock information and how to keep up with that, and then how to evaluate companies. So I'm just going to push that on to you all and get you the opportunity to pick that up, and that's going to help you. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, this whole idea of everyone's looking for a job or maybe looking for a job. And so Marsha Pound's book, I Found a Job, I highlighted a couple of things in there in the past, but, you know, you just want to make sure to ask your questions. You know, what do I like? What are my core strengths? What value do I bring to the table? What kind of organization do I want for to work for? And what position would allow me to grow in my career, et cetera? And so, you know, go in there and sort of sift through that book. It really talks about networking and the value of networking and how you can even talk to people in your current job to let people know you're looking for a job. Don't hide under a rock. If you're looking, let people know and use your network, your alumni networks, et cetera. And so I think that's very important as we walk through all of the things associated with getting a job and moving to a new job. So the theme of the week is move to higher ground. We got to make some decisions. We have to move forward. I want to give some quick shout-outs. I want to say basically Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. We highlighted, you know, do you know the CEO of your own bank? Well, at the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. They're the experts in commercial and residential lending. And so if you go there, and the other thing we wanted to highlight was the Relief Factor. You go to relieffactor.com if you're having minor aches or pains. So, Bob, I wanted to see if we're making any progress on our trip to Colorado, at least thinking about it.
You know, I wasn't thinking about it again. I don't know why. Just maybe soon. But no,
I mean,
put on the back
Tony
burner.
Beers. We'd encourage Bob to at least think about. We gave him a 12-month countdown, so he hasn't even really used up his first month. But, you know, very soon he will, and then he'll only have 11 months left. But, yeah, we want to encourage Bob to take a vacation, and he had highlighted Colorado. So hopefully that is exactly what he will be doing. Listen, on a sad note, we have to move into Tony B's Front Yard Zoo I do want to just be solemn because, unfortunately, over the weekend, Red Frankie, the cat, remember the neighborhood cat? Well, unfortunately, he was struck by a car. And so we just want to take a moment, quick silence, for Frankie, the cat, starring in our Front Yard Zoo, a great loss for the neighborhood. I thought what I would do is just play a little bit of Beware, or my song written for Olga Szilagyi. This is just in honor of, you know, Frankie the Red Cat from the Front Yard Zoo. Here's Beware.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Come forward. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Gotta notice that escalating aggressive behavior. Got enough family stuff. Might as well I light the blows, just so everybody knows. And they replay of history, but no saving cavalry, no saving. You're a human punching bag in a shooting gallery. Give back your ears all you heard when the pain came crashing in on your world. Beware the gleam in the eyes, the hammer before the prize. The perfect backhand slap that makes you hold your breath. Beware the many blows, beware frequent explosions. It's the beginning of love's night. The beginning of love's nightmare. You need to look for the sun.
Our tribute to Red Frankie in the Front Yard Zoo. We're going to continue on. We're going to certainly be honoring Red Frankie, the cat, in future talks about the Front Yard Zoo. But it'll be more the spirit of them. And so this is a great loss for us. And we don't want to end the show on a down note. But, you know, just take care of your pets. You know, love them, support them, encourage them, because I think it's very, very important. Anyway, I got a quick recipe. It's Tony B's collard greens. As we come up into the holiday season, you just want to get some fresh collard greens. You want to put some water on and boil. You want to really peel those greens down and, you know, take off the stems and cut them up nicely in the water. Let them soak in a boiling water with salt and pepper, a little bit of vinegar, and put them in there. Let them season. And then I cut up an onion and let them simmer down. Let them go for about an hour, depends. You know, you don't want your water to run out. But those are Tony B's collard greens with vinegar, salt, pepper, and onions. Delicious. Listen, we're coming down to the end of our show. Just want to see how everyone's doing out there. Listen, I want to make sure that you're very encouraged, you know, that you keep your spirits up, etc. Let's see, Bob, how are things on your end? Anything else you want to report?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. All right. Well, we're just encouraging Bob to keep it up and keep his music going, which I think is very, very important. If you guys have any questions, you know, simply write into the show. Let me know if there's a topic you'd like for us to talk about, or if there's something that you need us to be informed about. We're here. This is your show. This is exactly what we want to do for you each week. And we're trying to keep up with the current topics and, more importantly, to make sure that we are very, very, very positive. All right, so we're going to swing out of here. We're going to play a little bit of that opening song, which was Stevie Wonder. It's Higher Ground. Remember, the thing of the week is move to higher ground, move to higher ground. Yes, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Climb up, reach your next level. Come on, Tony Beers, higher ground.
Keep on turning. Come on.
All right, we're back, and welcome to the Blue Bench. What I thought we'd do and talk about the Blue Bench, you know, we sit and we ponder things. So, what's your strategy for the next 90 days? That's October, November, December, to protect yourself from COVID-19 spreading, inclusive of the flu season. So, wearing your mask, washing your hands, social distancing. Please take all these things in consideration as you go back to school, as you go back to work, if you're working from home, etc. This is very, very critical because we don't want COVID-19 to rise. Have a great week and keep things in mind. More importantly, no matter what's going on, you are a Tony Beer.
Saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you, but couldn't do. Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed.